We welcome Hall of Fame and longtime Packer defensive back Leroy Butler. I have to start with a story from last year's embarrassing start to the season for the Green Bay Packers. Leroy, at the time, I spoke to my Grammy Helen, who was just shy of 100 years old, and I asked her if she watched the Packers against the Saints. So this was last year to start the season. And she said to me, "I don't think they were trying very hard." So another game on the road. This time it's the season opener against the Vikings. Leroy, what's your assessment of what we saw from the Packers?
Well, I'll tell you this. When David Bakhtiari and Jenkins weren't going to play, I think a lot of people know the protection may be an issue, but they were hoping for better things. But if you go all the way back to what Aaron Rodgers has said when they drafted, you know, Romeo, 87, and Watson, the first pick, in the, you know, their first pick in the second round, which was their first pick, that there's going to be some struggle. The offense is going to struggle. And I think people kind of discounted it in a way because you're a Packer fan, you just kind of always hope for the best. So ultimately, you weren't very surprised by it. What they really were surprised at, the defense didn't stand up to what people expected. So offensive-wise, you knew it was going to be a struggle. But defense, I think that caught a lot of people by surprise.
How long will it take this new group of receivers and the offensive line to get into a rhythm and groove? Also keeping in mind that Alan Lazard didn't play either on Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great observation with Alan Lazard. He's your number one guy. He gets stepped on. He can't play. He was down before the game. So now it should go all the way back from the first play. They put Christian Watson in a position on Patrick Peterson, who's one of my best friends, a straight goal route, and he drops the ball. Come back. Now you got to understand, you got two running backs that are very capable. I said A.J. Dillon had a great game. You got to figure out now what we're good at and what are we going to do, because for the most part, it is what it is at this point. I know there's been some rumors out there about OBJ. He can't help you until 2 months from now. These guys just got to grow up. It's on-the-job training. And that's why, you know, Aaron Rodgers kind of went off on these guys and said, listen, we don't have time for this. We're trying to get to a Super Bowl. So the growth part, it may take to week 7, but this offense is still like they're in a groove. And I don't want to hear, Amy, from the people say, oh, you didn't play in preseason. Listen, no veteran wants to play in the preseason. You're going to have upsets. But for the most part, how you lose and who you lose to is very important.
That moment with Christian Watson, the rookie, could have been a 75-yard grab, likely would have been a touchdown. That has to be, for rookies, the welcome to the NFL moment, because it's not quite as easy as you might think.
No question about it. And that's what we were hoping for him to replace MVS. Deep threat, you know, but even MVS had some drops, but he cleaned that up. You know, even Devontae Adams, a young guy, had to drop. So it's part of the game. And what was surprising that the Packers never went back to that. And I think these guys got to understand, this is the big league now. Take advantage of your opportunities. Your opportunities is the difference between being 9-8, 11-6, or 12-5, or 13-3.
As you point out, Aaron Rodgers is the 2-time defending MVP, so you would expect him and the Packers to rebound coming up in week number 2. We are so excited to spend a few minutes with Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Haven't spoken to him since his weekend in Canton, so we'll have to get his story, but he's joining us from Wisconsin after week number 1. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Leroy, I have been to a preseason game at Lambeau, and I was impressed by the buzz even then for an affair in August. I've never been to a regular season game, let alone a night game against the rival Bears. I will be there on Sunday. I know you will too. What am I in for?
I'll tell you what, when you get 80,000 people who are very upset because they lost to the Vikings, who's a borderline state, now you got another one with Illinois, with Chicago, the number one overall in all of sports, the oldest rivalry, okay? This is a big deal. Not to mention, okay, you got another new coach that you're playing. It's a lot of storylines with this group. But these people expect nothing more than a blowout victory. Okay, that's the only way they're gonna feel good, because most Packer fans think they're gonna go 19-0 and win the Super Bowl. But realistically, you're thinking you got two divisional games. Is this a must game? If you stay in the 920, the 262 area codes, by the way, they are expecting a big victory on Sunday night.
I've actually been invited to a couple of Packers tailgates, so they're on the property.
Oh.
I was told that people would be out at Lambeau around 7 o'clock in the morning, so literally 12 hours before kickoff. Is it crazy there for a game like this?
Well, when you have only football there, exactly. That's it. You got to go to Milwaukee for baseball and for basketball. Only in this town, that's why they call it Title Town. It's everything to the economy when the Green Bay Packers play, okay? So tailgating, if the game is at 7 o'clock Central Time, oh, they'll be tailgating, oh, noon. And they'll be out there barbecuing, playing bags, you know, volleyball. I mean, everything. It's just a great time to tailgate.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I know you will be there, too, because it's a big weekend for former Packers.
Yes, and that's the one thing we think about is Hall of Fame. Players come back. The alumni people come back. Any Packer who plays 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we all get together on the first home game. That's a big deal. And you know what? The thing about it, Amy, the active players, they know it, too. They see all these guys, these alumni in town. Okay, this is a game we must win.
Well, I'm really excited to meet you and take some photos in person. It'll be fun after all of our radio conversations. Leroy Butler is with us from Wisconsin. Get a chance to see him and other former Packers on Sunday night before the football game against the Bears. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I've seen photos of you in your gold jacket everywhere. I've seen the bust. What was it like to be in Canton finally, Leroy, for that special weekend?
Yeah. It was truly amazing, Amy, and even our conversations we've had when I was one of the finalists, I just knew the process is difficult. There's only 362 guys in the Hall of Fame, so being patient, you know, it makes you feel good because in is in. I was happy for my wife, my family, you know, all of my teachers. I mean, it was just so amazing to just step back and talk about my teammates. So I've never been on that platform before, so it was new to me as well, but I really enjoyed it, and it's something I'll never forget. And you think about it, that this is a team that you can't get cut, you can't renegotiate your deal, you can't, I mean, they can't trade you. This is one that's permanent, and I'm just so honored to be a part of it.
Mm. What are a couple of moments that you'll remember from that weekend in the festivities? Maybe a couple people that you crossed paths with?
Thank you for asking. Amazing question. I saw Tony Dorsett, and I almost fainted. I was the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan in the world. 2 years ago, I got a chance to meet Roger Staubach when I was a finalist. When I saw Tony Dorsett, who looks like he can still play, I said to myself, God, this is football heaven. And if you hear my speech at the beginning, and I referenced that, when you're a Green Bay Packer, a lot of doors open up for you. When you win a Super Bowl, all the doors open up for you. But when you're in the Hall of Fame, you're in football, heaven opens up for you. Seeing people like that, Richard Dent, and, you know, John Randall, I mean, these kind of guys, you sit next to them. I mean, I was sitting next to Bobby Bell yesterday at a golf tournament and Steve Largent. You just try not to say nothing weird. Quiet and just soak it in.
I want you to know that not only did I hear your speech, but I replayed that snippet about football heaven multiple times on my show because it gave me chills. It was perfect. You are right. This is football immortality. And who cares the road it took to get there, Leroy? You're there now.
Yes. And that's a celebration part of it for my family as well. And then Amy, here's something for you. When I first wrote my autograph, I forgot to write HOF. And it was a young man. He was in the ninth grade. He was like, sir, you forgot something? I said, oh, I forgot to say hi, take a picture. No, HOF. I said, oh, I've never written it before. And we both laughed about it and took a selfie with the pen. that I wrote my first, you know, HOF 2022. So it's still kind of new to me. So I'm riding high.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, for a fun peek behind the curtain, how much effort did you put into the speech? How much time did it take you to write it?
Another great question. Me and my mom put my speech together 2009, 2010.
Oh.
She passed away in 2016, and she wanted me to be prepared. And she wanted me to thank people in groups. Mostly thank that, you know, one thing I a lot of people don't know, but I'm very proud of, playing for one team is something that you never hardly see. So playing for the Packers for 12 years and thanking my family, my wife, teammates, Bob Harlan and the Packers, my teachers, people, my first shirt was from the Salvation Army. Mm. My first book that I got was from a police officer, from Officer Friendly. These are the stories I can now tell that are very important in my life.
Leroy, how much did it mean to you to share those words that you and your mom wrote together?
Well, I tell you what, my mom always told me this. Anytime you think you're going to cry, put your hand over your mouth, and it calms you, calms your anxiety. So she said to me, and this was funny, she said, I want you to have, and I agree with her, the shortest speech in NFL history. She said, get up there and get out. Keep it tight. And we laughed about it. But she was right. I wanted to be really short because I wanted people to want more, want more. We didn't get enough. So now you can learn about Leroy Butler. I'm so happy for that.
Oh, that's amazing. Leroy Butler is now a Hall of Fame defensive back, a longtime Packer, only a Packer, and joins us from Wisconsin here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You're name dropping here about a golf tournament. What's the atmosphere been like since?
Well, I tell you what, my assistant has an assistant now. And then I've always wanted to do a podcast, but I said to my wife, you know, maybe I'll wait till one day I'm in the Hall of Fame that I launched, the Leap 36 podcast. So I'm developing that. I'm doing a cookbook with my six daughters and my son. So I'm really excited for some of the things I've always wanted to do. But now I can have people work on other stuff, and I can kind of get back to some of the things that really, like my Butler vs. Bullying campaign. And the biggest thing, Amy, I want to do that I now have time to do is develop my story. Mm. I really want to get with a nice production company and write my story, how the African-American in the project, growing up, single-family home, going through bullying, poverty, and to make it into the Hall of Fame. That is a special story that a lot of young men and women, I think they will really value that. And I'm so excited to be a part of putting that together.
Mm. Not to mention the physical disability and limitations that you had early. I mean, it's the stuff that movie scripts are made of, Leroy.
Yeah, so Disney, if you're listening, CBS, if you're listening, holler at your boy. Let's make magic and put together a great story. And we can even have Amy voice over it.
Yes.
It's amazing. I'm doing my best, Amy. I don't know if they're listening, but it was fun saying it.
Who would play you in a movie about your life, Leroy?
Jamie Foxx. I love Jamie Foxx. He's the only guy in America that God has ever created that can sing, dance, act, and normally just a funny guy.
Yes.
Not to mention he's very handsome, so you got to have somebody handsome.
You mentioned a podcast, and I can only imagine the stories, because I know every time we talk, you tell great stories. What will be the focus of your new podcast?
Well, the thing about it, it'll be more circle around sports, but it's going to be 3 days a week. But on Wednesdays, I'm going to be talking about relationships and families when you're in the NFL. So I'm going to have guests on to talk about that. But sometimes we don't bring up our families. I mean, look at what Tom Brady is going through, him and his wife, you know.
Right.
It's difficult when your family gets a chance to, you know, they come to the games. But sometimes when you're 11 years old, you want your daddy at home. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cover that on Wednesdays. The other days will be mostly around sports, the Packers, hopefully winning Packer games. But it'll be for the one person that wants to listen to something for 30, 45 minutes and say, you know, I never knew that about Leroy Butler or about what's going on in the NFL and sports behind the scenes. I'm very excited about developing it.
Yes, I always tell former professional athletes or even coaches when they ask me for advice about broadcasting, I tell them to highlight what is different about you and the rest of the population. You're not just someone who can analyze the game. You can tell us what it was like to be in the game, which sets you apart. Not to mention, as you point out, what is it, 362 Hall of Famers? That's it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I think, because I was telling Kellen Winslow and Randall McDaniel, I said, guys, I'll be very honest with you. If somebody would have said to me, how many guys do you think is in the Hall of Fame before I got in? I would have said a couple thousand.
Ooh.
But no, it's only 362. And when you hear that, and my number is 357, it does make you feel a type of a way like this is unbelievable. And I just want guys to know this, though, Amy, that's very important. For the guys who are finalists and who wants to get in, you will get in. So, and that's the kind of mind frame I had. I never disparaged anybody. I never tried to rip John Lynch or Steve Atwater. No, because eventually they're going to be on the same team I'm going to be on. So I was happy for those guys. So trust me, if you're a finalist, you will get in.
Oh, Leroy Butler, it makes it even better when you are gracious about it and when you're a guy who can appreciate it, because the journey wasn't so easy. It wasn't handed to you. And that's why we always love talking to Leroy. So he's a 2022 Hall of Fame defensive back. He's got the gold jacket, the bust in Canton. He's a longtime iconic Packer, starting a new podcast. And I am sure that grin is permanently imprinted on his face. Leroy, I can hear you smiling.
Yeah, trust me, they did my bust. Blair, the young man who did it, he said, I've scoured the internet. I can only find 5 pictures of you not smiling. I said, I'm a happy guy, Blair. I'm a happy guy.
Oh, fantastic. On Twitter at Leap36, and of course, there'll be some info about his podcast there, too. I cannot wait to take a photo or do a TikTok or something in person on Sunday night, Leroy. I will see you very soon. Thank you.
Well, you got to find me, because I got your autographed signed Hall of Fame jersey in my hand. So if you don't show up, it's going to your producer.
Oh, Jay would love that. No. That's all mine, Leroy. All right. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.